Marco Rubio defeats Democrat challenger Val Demings. By Hannah Blow on November 8, 2022. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, is projected to defeat his Democrat challenger Representative Val Demings, DFL, in the state's Senate race, securing his spot to assist Republicans in gaining a majority in the upper chamber. Rubio consistently led the Florida Democrat in the polls in the months leading up to the election. Friday's Real Clear Politics, RCP, average of polls showed the Republican leading Demings by 7.6%. The final average landed on 8.8%. The victory follows a series of key moments throughout the race. Democrats became desperate in the final days of the election, recruiting President Biden as well as Black-ish actress Jennifer Lewis to stump for Demings. Lewis went on a bizarre rant against Rubio this month, essentially comparing him to the individuals who oppressed Rosa Parks. "So I say to Marco, Rubio, and all those other weak men, before you lie to us, remember Rosa sat on that bus," Lewis said at a Biden rally on November 1. "Before you tell your tale, remember Mandela sat in that jail. Before you do anything, you remember Dr. King. Before you cheat and steal, I dare you to Google Emmett Till," she added. "Emmett Till. You say it. Emmett Till." Rubio also sparred with the Democrat during their debate, where Demings, once again, refused to explain when exactly she supports cutting off abortion, vaguely pointing to the point of viability. "That's the vague language they all give," Rubio said. "And then they talk about the doctor and the family. Let me tell you also who is in that room, that abortion room. The government is in that room. She brought them in there. She wants the taxpayer to pay for that abortion. That's government involvement. Not just for that abortion, but abortions all over the world. All over the world. That's extreme. That's radical." They also battled over election integrity measures, as Demings accused the Republican of supporting voter suppression, prompting Rubio to remind the audience that it's never been easier to vote and noting that one even has to ask for ID to get into her neighborhood.